This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have a really bad habit because I'm completely in charge, basically, up here. My great crew reminds me of stuff that's breaking and stories I want to get to, and they'd make a lot of the decisions. But when it comes to running the show, I'll say, oh, coming up, I'll get to this, and I never do it. But I will do it at the start of the next segment. We'll look at what's happening with the stock market and this email we got yesterday that if people can get in on the phone lines, we'd like to hear if you got any similar information at the banks you work at. This just came in at whistleblowers at Infowars.com, and it says, yesterday, all Arizona area Chase Bank members were called in for an emergency meeting. I went in to handle some account issues, and the banker rep informed me that every bank manager had been called to a meeting throughout the Phoenix area. She was very puzzled by this herself and told me that she was quite concerned. She had told me that the last time a situation arose like this was prior to the 2008-07 collapse of the market. Again, the October collapse of the market. She had also stated that none were reachable for that period, even if an emergency had come up. That's how important it was. Just a little heads up in case you got wind of anything regarding this matter. And this came in actually yesterday morning, and I didn't go with it. Deuce said, hey, you could, you know, even though it's speculation, I know you don't go with that, you could just open the phones up and offer people to call in and then send us proof to showtips at Infowars.com or whistleblowers at Infowars.com. And so that is what I'm going to do now. I said I'd do it after the break, but now I'm doing it now, customarily. But I will elaborate after the break more on this and take calls. But anybody that can send us any documentation, I can't tell you how many times we've had national news stories where Chase or others are about to start charging people to use their debit cards more, or about to not let folks take money out of their bank account, or not let people have cash businesses or deposit cash, Bank of America, or not let people have gun shops anymore, or sporting goods stores that sell guns or even BB guns, or they won't let you have a bank account. I mean, we've broken, no exaggeration, 20-something stories along those lines the last few years that have gone national, international. So remember the power you have as whistleblowers out there. Now, I don't want anything illegal. I don't want anything proprietary. But if it's public interest, and or a lot of times it's somebody sends us their letter from Chase saying, we're not going to let you wire transfer money out of the country anymore, all customers. I mean, that's just your public letter. It's not even really a whistleblower. You're just bringing our attention to something. And then we went in and said, is this true? And so we walked around and said, does anybody have a Chase account? Yeah, I've got one. Well, go home and look at your bill. They come back and they go, yeah, it just came in the mailbox yesterday, and I got my online version. It's confirmed. I mean, that's just basic journalism. It's not hard. There it is. Update. Chase Bank limits cash withdrawals, bans international wire transfers. That story got read by about 2 million people on InfoWars. And then if you tracked all the places it got posted, it was one of the biggest stories on the web. And again, it's not me going, hey, we're a big website. It's you have power when you give us information. See something, say something. So we're going to go to break and come back to Brian and then to Tim, Josh, Richard, and Wildman. What do you think the biggest scandal of the Obama administration and by extension Holder, who's been the main cover-up artist for him, what does it signify? Do they know indictments are coming down? Do they know state grand juries are moving against them? Yes. Do they know that Congress is finally getting fed up with their criminal activity and that Holder's been politically persecuting people so other people can play hardball? Streets are two-way. That's why I don't mess with somebody unless I've got to defend myself and they're really hurting somebody who's innocent. Because when you run around persecuting people, it will come back on you. It will burn you. There have been attorney generals that have gone to prison. And Eric Holder needs to go to prison.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As I mentioned earlier, we're going to be going to your phone calls directly at the bottom of the hour for those that are holding. We have a guest on for the next 25 minutes or so. We've gotten whistleblower contacts yesterday, multiple ones, now that we're digging into the emails, saying that banks were saying brace for something big today. I didn't go with this yesterday because it might have just been basically some panicking going on in the financial system. But we did get some of this chatter, some of these noises right before the October collapse of 2008 that they used to bring in so many of the draconian banking rules and banker bailouts that the country was bipartisanly looted under. But I would like you to send your emails or intel or any information you have or any documentation of what you're hearing in your area of the banking sector to whistleblowers@infowars.com or showtips@infowars.com. The stock market is down 247 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. They have the president's open market committee or plunge protection team in there that could prop it up if they want to, but they're saying global fears of war and recession and a lot of other issues are are driving that right now. CNBC says a toxic stew of factors. Now, months ago, I wanted to get this guy on. We're finally able to do it. I appreciate him coming on. Andrew Luman is executive director of the Tor Project, torproject.org. And he's helped with thousands of volunteers to grow a successful company with a global reach. He's worked on projects with Transition House, Google, National Science Foundation, U.S. Department of Defense, Reach Beyond Domestic Violence, the White House, and the U.S. State Department. He's a strong believer in individual rights, privacy, anonymity, and solving real-world problems, sometimes even with technology. And Luman, L-E-W-M-A-N.is is his website. And I wanted to get him on because, you know, we've had a whole bunch of different experts on. William Binney, who was number four at the NSA, a director of a major program. We've had just countless other whistleblowers on, and a lot of them recommend talking to Andrew Luman and talking about the Tor Project. So first off, tell us about the Tor Project, why folks that aren't tech savvy should want to know about this, and then does it make you get looked at more to use Tor? Or should you just go ahead and use it? And then there's the argument that, well, if I have nothing to hide, then I shouldn't hide it. But that's like saying, why lower your blinds at night, having nothing to hide from the sun? It'll wake you up unless you want to get up at 6 a.m. Or, you know, what do you have against roosters? Nothing, but I don't want it to wake me up. I mean, it kind of becomes this thing of, why not put all the belongings you have on Facebook so robbers can rob you? If you don't, you have something to hide. So what's the bottom line on all this?
Thanks for having me, Alex.
You bet.
Great to be here.
You bet.
So the bottom line is Tor puts you, the user, in control of your data. That we help you, and not we make you anonymous by default. We'll encrypt your traffic as you go through the Tor network, and whenever you show up to any site you want to visit, you're anonymous, and then it's up to you to control what information you give them and how much you give them.
Now, that will at least stop Microsoft, Google, Apple, and Amazon and others, right, from tracking everything you do. Because from what I've read, they're just as bad as the NSA.
Collaborating with the NSA, whether through legal threats or just wanting to be with the inside boys, yes.
So, I mean, how secure is Tor?
It's a fine question. How secure it means there's some sort of quantitative measure or something. We have worked with people who use Tor in life and death situations, and they're still alive. So we believe that Tor is fairly secure, fairly anonymous, and probably one of your best options out there.
Break down how it works for people, because I guess you're part of one of the developers of it.
So Tor is, you download Tor browser, go to torproject.org, or you get however you get your software from wherever. Go to Tor browser, start it up, and what it does is behind the scenes, it connects to a series of three relays around the world. So we're sitting here, say we're here in Boston. My first relay could be in Japan. My second relay can be in Argentina. My third relay could be in Sweden. So then I go browse to, you know, whatever, Infowars.com. As far as Infowars knows, I came from Sweden. They have no idea that I'm sitting here in Boston, and you would have to track my traffic around the world to see who I am and where I exist in the world.
What percentage of people do you think out there are using stuff like Tor?
Unfortunately, a small percentage. We've had 150 million downloads of the software in the past year since the Snowden revelations over the past, you know, since last summer. And that's still tiny compared to 3 billion people online. However, people are beginning to notice it. People are beginning to realize, you know, what's privacy? What is the NSA doing? What is GCHQ doing? And how can I protect myself at any level, even if it's just from, you know, some creep in a coffee shop sniffing the Wi-Fi?
Well, that's another reason to protect your data, because there's thieves and bad hackers out there, right?
Right. And in some cases, it may be your internet service provider. We've gotten messages from all over the world that people have sent us screenshots of ads on Apple.com or Google.com. And if you look at them, they're these big, huge, ugly banner ads that neither Apple nor Google actually put on their home pages. And that's because the internet service provider is watching traffic and injecting the ads into their traffic as they're, you know, doing their things online. So encrypting your traffic using Tor is one way to stop that. And the other, you know, simple thing, you travel, you go to a hotel. Do you trust everyone at the hotel with all your traffic, all your personal details, your chats, your pictures, everything?
Your passcodes?
Yep, exactly. And there are plenty of companies out there who would love to get your email address, whether you gave it to them or not, and then, you know, sign you up for all sorts of lists, and you go from there.
Well, if government and industry from the beginning had promoted security and a free system, a free state, we wouldn't be having this disaster. I'm no tech guru like you, but I just see nothing but a house of horrors coming in the future. As spying is ubiquitous, everything's got back doors. The young people just are wide open with their info. It's being exploited by governments, corporations, and grassroots criminals. It's just, why do you think governments in the system, or maybe you disagree, have promoted, I mean, why are they promoting Wi-Fi instead of, you know, grounded cables? Why are they going with a system so wide open?
In some degrees, it's just about control. That, you know, people get into power and they want control over others. And how do they do that? Well, if they have an asymmetry of information where they have more information about you and they think they can predict you and they think they know everything about you while you know little about them, that's probably the core of the problem, that much more transparency. And I know you mentioned whistleblowers earlier. We probably wouldn't be having this conversation unless Edward Snowden, and, you know, I've spent time talking to William Binney face to face, and Drake and others, and, you know, their efforts to sort of force transparency on power structures has made people wake up and start realizing what's going on.
They are such heroes. In fact, I want to give you the floor because you're the expert on this. Get into the NSA. Get into the attack on whistleblowers, bipartisan. It's classical totalitarianism. That's what Benny called to The Guardian. But, I mean, you've got the floor to talk to the audience about things you think are important instead of me just throwing questions out here.
You're happy to ask questions?
What's most important for folks to know right now?
The Internet is a network. Networks are designed to be recorded and watched at every single point. You know, it's not just the 1% of the tech people that sort of understand how networks work. As a former network engineer myself, one of the things I was hired to do was to watch the network, look for attacks, figure out who's doing what. And it's trivially easy if you control the network. If you think of the Internet as just a larger network, which it is, it becomes easier. You know, with enough money, you can do anything. I think what started to happen have been, you know, the press has started to wake up to realize what the NSA and GCHQ, and, you know, frankly, we've heard that the FSB in Russia and the Chinese, I think it's MSS, are the equivalent agencies, can do with the Internet and watch everything. What that results in is that journalists used to have to go to court and get, you know, subpoenaed, get hauled into court to say, give us your sources. We want to know who leaked the data about whatever. Now the government will still do that just to harass them, but at the same time says, we actually have all your data because we've been spying on you for years. We know who your source is, and we've already taken care of them, you know, however we deem necessary. In most of the Western world, that's a fine chilling effect. But we've worked with journalists who are working against corrupt intelligence agencies, far more corrupt than the NSA, who are in with human trafficking cartels, drug cartels. This is how they fund themselves.
That's right.
And, you know, I won't name a specific region, but, you know, there are plenty of regions where you can imagine that human trafficking and drug cartels rule the government.
Mexico, Middle East, Central Asia.
Sure. So journalists in that situation, you know, wind up dead.
And for those who don't know, our government hands that over to Jordan or to Pakistan or to whoever. I mean, this is beyond the lives of others and other examples of East German Stasi. This is so evil. And it's being done for political control. They're not even using this illegally, quote, on bad guys. They are using it against journalists. I mean, as you know, they tried to put William Binney in jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, and Drake. I've talked to them both, and they're both have told me, you know, the nightmares they've lived through. And what their, you know, their sort of attitude is funny because their attitude has been that, you know, I just don't use computers anymore because there's nothing safe I can do on them.
Well, yeah, they'll just use the computers to set you up. That's a whole other issue with these being two-way is you can't believe anything. And then with parallel construction, sneaking peeks, I mean, the entire judiciary system, in my view, is illegitimate now. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Associated Press last week, and then the big Federation of Journalists this week, sent letters to Obama saying, please stop having Holder attack the press. Well, Holder has stepped down. Was it a giant piece of corruption that was coming out that was too embarrassing, or Has he outlived his usefulness? Is he going to cash in with a golden parachute? Your call's coming up in the next segment. Andrew Lumen is our guest. The website is torproject.org. And it's time to start thinking about not just how we're being tracked, but radiation dangers, microwave radiation, cell phones, to have a discussion about all these computers and all these phones. And it has a lot of great uses, but it's also changing our civilization, and not for the better, because all these Trojan horses are involved. Andrew, talking to Drake and talking to Benny and others, where they've tried to indict them, tried to set them up. They have gone after other whistleblowers. I mean, you're supposed to be protected when you're exposing a crime. And look at how Snowden has had to flee and been demonized when they were lying before saying none of this was going on. Why aren't they getting in trouble for committing the crimes?
I don't know. It's a fine question. I think the public needs to stand up and figure out what's going on and get people to... There are people that care in the government. I've met them. They call them future whistleblowers, call them whatever. They do think this is a way out of control.
That's what's crazy is people in the federal government I meet are more awake than the general public.
Right. And that they're worried because, I had a conversation with an agent in DHS, and he said, at some point, I'm going to retire, and I do not want to retire into this world. And he goes, I'm thinking about leaving the U.S. too. And I was like, wait, you're a federal agent. You spent your entire life doing this, and this is your concern. He's like, right. Like, what's going on here? He's like, what's happening? They're going to use all the power you give them, and then they're going to keep using power even if you don't give it to them until they're slapped down saying, don't do that. That's bad.
Exactly. And people, just like you couldn't get organic food 20 years ago, now it's displacing all the garbage at the shopping market, at the grocery store. We voted with our dollars, and it changed the paradigm. If we all start going and using Tor, if we all start, getting rid of our cell phones or not taking them with us all the time or turning them off, if we all start researching the system, we could really change the paradigm.
Right. I think that... You look at where technology was 14, 20 years ago, and how much improvements it's made and how much corporations have improved security over time. Because, they have these incentives of it affects our revenues, it affects our company. People are starting to get that power and starting to understand why a company would do that and why they want personal security and why they want, a phone that's secure and things like that. So I think it's going to take time, but it's coming. Look at what teenagers use today. I do a lot of work with teenagers, and they tell me the reason they choose, various apps like Whisper and Snapchat and Secret and whatever else they use are because they advertise as secure, ephemeral things so that it's not on some permanent record. And, you do dumb things as a teenager, which is when you're supposed to be doing it, and it comes and goes away.
That's right. What do you think of Apple's new claims that they're doing some things that make it harder for illegal surveillance to take place?
I think it's a step in the right direction. I think that, any company who wants to publicly come out and say they are paying attention to privacy, it may or may not have been related to the celebrity photo leaks that suddenly forced their hand. But there'll be more just like this. Just look at Home Depot and Target have had two of the largest credit card breaches ever. And maybe now, after their stock or their revenues or something, take a hit.
They don't get in my face now at Barnes & Noble and Target demanding I get one of their smart cards now. They've actually shut up about it because obviously everybody's blowing up at them saying, no, I don't want my data stolen.
Right. And that concept right there has been years in the making. And when the average person can say, what are you doing with my data? Where do you store it? How do you store it? That's a far, far better conversation we've ever had in the past.
Well, Andrew, I hope you'll come back with us in the future. It's lumen.is, lewman.is, and torproject.org. Look, I'm not a techie, but I'm learning slowly how it all works. trying to understand it, interviewing all the top experts here on a weekly basis, and make a few easy decisions out there and protect yourself and your family. It's like locking your door at night. It's not that you're living in fear. It's just that that's an added measure of protection to lock your door at night. It's very simple. And having internet security and encoding what you're doing, using Tor, is just another level of that. I think it's a great idea. Andrew, thanks for the time.
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Wow, that's a big dog in the whole free movement on the internet. Andrew Luman, Executive Director of the Tor Project. I'm Alex Jones. Your calls are 3 minutes away. We're going right to you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Dow Jones is only down 226 points now, bouncing back 35 points or so. The whole thing is a giant Tower of Babel with overinflated dollars driving it upwards. The stock market's not up, ladies and gentlemen, in the last decade. Technically it is, but not in reality. The dollar has been devalued. I mean, I'll get a couple bagels with, cheese and egg on them and a couple coffees, and it's like $25. Just a year ago, it would be like 10 bucks, and that was too much. I mean, inflation is just crazy right now. And they're going, no, inflation's at 6 or 7%, or... And that's considered high. No, it's more like, in fact, I think they officially say it's like 3%. They claim unemployment's like 8%. It's more like 22%. Shadow Stats has all that. All they use at Shadow Stats with John Williams is the same system they used up until Reagan left office that they used for decades before that to calculate unemployment and inflation. But enough of that. I'm already digressing. Some good news here, some very good news. Attorney General Eric Holder, the Washington Times is reporting that the contempt of Congress case against him will continue. Remember when he used to threaten members of Congress just 6 months ago, saying you better watch it? A federal judge earlier this week ruled that the Justice Department will have to begin submitting documents next month. Uh-oh. It turns out Lois Lerner did destroy the emails, and they were actually saved. Remember all that? We'll have to start submitting documents next month related to the botched. It wasn't botched. It was botched because it got found out. Fast and furious gun operation in a case brought by Judicial Watch. Man, Judicial Watch just does so much good bipartisan work. I know they're more conservative, but they go after Republicans, too. I'm not part of Judicial Watch. I'm just saying they are really awesome. I don't think it's any coincidence he's resigning as the courts are ruling that Fast and Furious information has to be released, said Fenton to the Washington Times. We've had Fenton on before. We need to get him back on. The Justice Department turned over documents related to the operation, but has refused to release documents showing the department's own handling after a top official sent a letter saying agents never knowingly allowed guns to walk, even though we have all the witnesses that they were ordered to do that. The department later had to officially retract that claim. The Obama administration said it would not prosecute Mr. Holder because he runs it. Because of a longstanding policy that it not pursue contempt cases against individuals in the White House has made a claim of executive privilege. The dirty secret was Obama swooped in and in an unprecedented way asserted executive privilege over the documents, which the Justice Department used as an excuse to not prosecute him. What an oxymoron. We can't prosecute ourselves because we can't prosecute. After he leaves office, the fight over the documents will continue, but Mr. Holder himself is likely to be safe from any fallout, analysts said. Well, yeah, because the system's so corrupt. They'd rather go harass innocent people all day. Well, the border's wide open. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Thanks for holding, Brian. I thought the guest was at the bottom of the hour. The guest was at the first of the hour. My bad. And so that's why everybody had to hold. Brian, go ahead. You're on the air.
This is Sergeant Jeffrey, another California State Militia.
Yeah, you your phone's breaking up a little bit. Try to talk right in it for me.
I think the stock market's worse because you can indict Holder. You can arrest him. The stock market can't be stopped. Once that starts, it's over.
That's right. And when it's fiat run, it can just balloon and balloon until it pops on its own, potentially. Or perhaps it's so rigged it'll never pop. Still, as the real economy dies due to overregulation and inflation, all that's left is this fiat monster. But then the inflation inherent in it will start manifesting in the economy. I mean, what's your gut tell you, or just your everyday dead reckoning, how bad is inflation in California? Because it's off the chart in Texas and other areas. I've been to California in a few years.
I live in San Jose. I live in the Silicon Valley. The inflation is ridiculous. $2,800 for a two-bedroom apartment here. Nobody can afford the houses. Every third shop is closed. It's getting bad. And this is the third biggest economy in the world, Silicon Valley, and it's that bad here.
You're the supposed engine of California. That and farming, and they're cutting the water off of the farmers for invasive species fish. They are harassing everybody with more regulations and bureaucracy, running everybody out of the state who actually wants to open a business or keep a business there. And the jobs are going to China and India. Nothing against China and India, but it's so low paying there, they've got studies showing it's not even helping the Chinese or the Indians.
I mean, right. You know, I mean, and you got NAFTA and GATT and all these new trade things that are basically going to go ahead and deindustrialize the rest of the nation. And once you deindustrialize, that's it.
And that's what MIT said this year. They said, oh, my gosh, we've sent all our secrets overseas. We can't get it back. Well, I thought we were going to be super high-tech in service and all those factory jobs and all. We don't need that. Why, our young people can learn to flip burgers. And now they're closing McDonald's all across the country. Now the service economy is contracting. And if you've got a corporate job or a government job or some kind of stock market related job, you're okay for now. But the numbers all show it going down, down, down as the baby boomers retire. And right on time, I appreciate your call, Brian, great points. Right on time, they're going, you know what? We need to kill old people. We need to have death panels. You bet we're not going to take care of you. You're lazy. You work your whole life. We're going to take those pension funds over to protect them. Let me give you a newsflash. You're not going to get your government pension. You're not going to get your state pension. You're not going to get your private pension. You're not going to get most of it. They're going to take it over and federalize it to keep it safe during the stock market crash, and then they'll take 30-40% of it, and they'll take another 30-40% inflation, and by the time you get it, it'll be a pittance of what you had before. All these people say, Alex, I'm going with the system, even though it's corrupt. We got to prop it up. The system is designed to implode. People should get their pension funds. Because in the aggregate, even though some of them are overblown and fiat, most of the taxes aren't going to pay for those, public and private stuff. It's going signed on to derivatives. See, the globalists want us artificially poor, so they create this black hole of derivatives and then feed all the extra money into that. Every time the economy starts racing, they up taxes to, quote, cool it down. You know that term, the Federal Reserve? I would use, Bernanke would use, but the guy that really used it was Greenspan. Oh, we're growing at 5%. It'll overheat. Let's turn it down. Overheating economy is 15 points. If you go back 100 years ago, they saw that as economy growing dangerously fast. 15% a year. 10% was their average until 1913. You're either growing or you're dying. Let's go back to the phone calls. Tim in Virginia, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, brother.
It's an honor to talk to you, Alex. Been listening to your show for like 3 years, and I just wanted to run a little idea conjured up over the past 9/11 anniversary. Just popped into my head, like, what would I do? What would the American people do that truly care about this country do if another situation like that happened? Just saying, well, I'm from York, Pennsylvania, which is like 4 hours away, so I just like to think that I would just hop in my car and run right up to the, say, the same situation. I was only 15 years old when it happened, and it's just like something I wanted to run by you and get your thoughts on.
Sure, your radio's echoing a little bit. Are you saying what will happen if there's another 9/11?
No, I'm saying, like,
or Sandy Hook?
What would somebody do, like yourself or me, somebody that really cares about this country, do? And I'm saying I would jump right in my car, run up to help these people.
Help them if what?
If another situation, have false flag situation would happen, were to happen.
Well, that's one reason they don't want to stage big open false flags and would rather let real Al-Qaeda in under the name ISIS or any of these new names they're giving them, IS, ISIL, I mean, there's just a whole bunch of them. They're actually trying to wind up, they call it a wind-up toy, real terrorists, so they don't get caught staging another Fast and Furious or another Sandy Hook. Boston bombing, they got caught with their pants down. So over and over again, it's the same story now. And they get all the cops under peer pressure in their armored vehicles, wound up, let's go find the other Zarnev brother, let's shoot him up in the boat so there's no witnesses. You know, kill them traitors, kill them, just like they burned up Dorner out in California. And I get from their perspective why they burned him up. He probably would have sat on death row for 30 years. But don't sit there and say on tape we're going to burn him up and then lie and say they didn't burn him up. I mean, it just, who knows, though, then if Dorner really did it. Sure, the cops that burned him up thought they were killing the cop killer. But who knows anymore? I mean, that's the thing, is that you really can't believe any of this. We had Haskell and his wife, both lawyers, Kurt Haskell, on the plane. Was it five Christmases ago, the underwear bomber, four Christmases ago, I forget, was it four or five? Right as they roll out the naked body scanners the week before, this drugged up guy gets put on the plane, a firecracker goes off in his underwear, and it's supposedly the end of the world. Yeah, it was back in 2012. No, it was more than that. It was more than 2 years ago, guys. That's just Kurt Haskell going public, exposing it in the trial. But listen, let's just digress. You can look up underwear bombing and give me the date. I forget. 2010? Yeah, but We'll look it up. Are you on air when you're talking to the mic?
No, sir. I was just whispering in here.
I really want you to get... No, you're doing a great job. It's just that you make a lot of good points, CJ, and so that's why, when you can, I want you to be on the air.
Yes, sir.
I know it's a weird habit to break, nobody ever being on air in there. By the way, are we putting mics in the new studio?
Yeah.
So the control room can talk?
Yeah, we'll have a round table.
I think we're going to have some shows to break folks in where the whole show is a bunch of the crew and we have discussions as guests just to get everybody used to it, because I think that's what's going to happen. We've got to get you guys baptized by fire. They have another word for it, but I'm not going to say it on air. Someday, CJ, you'll be on air so much that you actually almost start falling asleep while you're ranting, like I am right now. Just like lay down right here, kind of relax. It's not that the show's boring or anything. It's just that some days I get in here and the topics are so heavy that I almost feel like I'm in a trance. It's just really weird. And today is one of those days. I had 7 hours sleep last night. I don't know what's going on. I was so hyper yesterday, man, my head spinned. But today, go ahead, CJ.
It was in 2009.
Oh, it was in 2009. Thank you for fact-checking that. My memory's great sometimes. Other times I can't remember. So I said 5 years ago I was correct.
Yep.
All right, there we go. My pea brain was accurate yet again. All right. I want to continue with your calls. But Kurt Haskell's on the plane, and he sees the whole thing staged. There's a guy for the last hour of the flight just sitting there, two seats behind Mutalib, the puppet. They put a fake video out of him, everything, videotaping him. Then they get them all off the plane, tell everybody to shut up about what they saw, and the whole thing was staged. And then he said that he saw a sharp-dressed man get Mutalib on the plane without an ID, passport, anything, without a visa. And it turned out it was an unnamed U.S. federal agency, / FBI liaison, CIA liaison. Both agency names came up, but let him on the plane, international security, and they followed his orders and put him on the plane for the underwear bombing. They put a drugged-up patsy on the plane, the son of an ambassador. And if you don't know that stage, well, I got, you know, a bridge I'm willing to sell you in Brooklyn. Now, it's mine, and I own it. And if you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free, to quote George Strait. Maybe next segment we can come in with Amarillo by morning. I think that is the best. We could have a whole radio show.
Why not oceanfront property?
Oceanfront property. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona, and from my front porch you can see the sea. And if you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. I just love George Strait. let's go listen to George Strait instead of worrying about the New World Order. I mean, I'm sick of the government being so evil. I'm sick of it being so bad. I'm sick of so much stuff being totally staged. It's just really scary. But what's more scary is not admitting it and do something about it. Josh in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thanks for holding.
Yes, thank you for having me. First-time caller, long-time listener. And I wanted to bring up two things. First off, with Eric Holder, I believe that the dude has to step down just because there is so much junk against him. And the way that people view him now, he's just not viewed as that Obama savior as when Obama ran in 2008. And what they're going to do is what I believe replace him with somebody who is going to fulfill the things that he is not going to be able to fulfill just because of how he's viewed and how people look at him now.
You think it'll be a woman just to play that stunt up for the coming of Hillary, our savior?
That is very possible. Now, the next thing I wanted to bring up to you was something that was signed into law and just swept under the news, but it's affecting us everywhere. It's the Dodd-Frank law. I've been a mortgage loan originator for 5 years, and my company had to cease and desist October 13th, 2013, because in one day, 400 new laws were implemented under the Dodd-Frank law, and that caused our company to cease and desist. Now, the fact is, we were not breaking any laws, but these new compliance laws that came into effect were written so strategically to our advertising, to the way that we're able to do our business, we had to cease and desist so that we wouldn't break any laws. So we have non-depository banks all around America. They're going to be shutting down, and it's going to be propping up these big banks, these new regulations, and that's what's going to take over is these new banking regulatory agencies. When the local banks shut down, we're going to be bound by the money changers. And it's just like
the head of the Texas Banking Association 4 years ago wrote a huge piece that I saw in the Austin Business Journal, but it was syndicated through business journals all over the state, and you'd have thought I had written it. You would have thought that you had written it. I mean, he said exactly that, and I've read the regulations. I looked at the synopses. It is meant to shut down credit unions, small banks, and red tape everybody, and was literally written by J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, all the usual suspects, and you're absolutely right, and it is a travesty that they've done this.
Yep, no, I agree, and what we're going to see now, the regulatory agencies, all we see coming into place now are these lawmakers. I've never heard so many news articles with new lawmakers coming up with new policies, new regulations, new laws. I've never seen so many laws come into effect.
Yeah, they're the ones that wrote it all with the derivatives and the mega banks and giving poor people loans that couldn't pay it back. And they're still doing all that. They've increased the derivatives. That's been in mainstream news. They've accelerated it, and they've used their fraud to get regulations in to only shut down their competition, the local banks that are the lifeblood of any community. While lobbying to stop the formation of state banks and things like that, we need diversity in banking. That's why it's important, folks, that if you've got an international business and you need a big mega bank, fine, have one. But have your money in a local bank. You usually get better service anyways. I mean, there are so many good local and regional banks, and people don't bank with them. They are insane. They are crazy. And if you don't try to go get your home mortgage with a smaller company, I just think you're nuts. It really comes down to that. Besides, a big bank will end up buying your mortgage anyway, so they end up winning in the end no matter what we do, it seems. All right, more calls straight ahead, and we have a special guest, top investigator. More incredible leads on Sandy Hook being a false flag.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
waging war on corruption. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's InfoWars Live with your host, George Strait.
If you leave me,
I won't miss you.
I won't miss you.
And I won't ever take you back.
I won't ever take you back.
Girl, your memory.
Girl, your memory.
Won't ever haunt me.
Won't ever haunt me.
Cause I don't love you.
Cause I don't love you. And I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
Nothing like a road trip. My kids love it.
My front porch,
listen to album after album of George Strait.
See, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the golden gate.
And if you think carbon taxes and global warming fraud isn't a scam, I'll sell you a bridge on the moon. And yes, it's made out of Swiss cheese. And if you don't agree with that, you're racist. And if you don't agree that Common Core is a good idea, you guessed it again, you're racist. And if you don't agree with MSNBC telling you the family's bad, well, you're a homophobe. Which song is better, Amarillo by Morning or Oceanfront Property? That is a really hard decision. Oh, right there. I don't worship the ground you walk on. I never have, and that's a fact.
I never have, and that's a fact.
I think Amarillo by Morning, because it's a true story. It takes forever to get there.
I try to find you, because I don't love you. Now fueled by that.
And if you think the American people are going to turn our guns in and go along with this, well, I got a bridge I'm ready to sell you. I'm going to go back to Wild Man, and then we're going to move on to Ryan and Mike and Richard and Ben. Before I do that, it will sell out today. Believe me, I wish we had enough to supply everybody. We didn't want to wait 12 weeks. That's not a sales tactic. About, I don't know, 20% of what's going to come in came in. They were able to get an early batch into us. These are very proprietary, patented ingredients at strengths and concentrations that nobody else is putting out. You can find synthetic stuff out there, and it's still very expensive. This is not. It's DNA Force, true Nutramedical, and you can read about all the amazing things it's on record doing. I got to warn you, though, if you've got nerve damage and stuff, say in your knees or your elbows and stuff, when a lot of people called, we warned you about this, you get numb. And that's because the nerves are growing back. I mean, we can actually say that because these are patented. This is proven. The ingredients in here. Go watch the specific details. Read about it at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, we also have OcuPower. That's kind of the poor man's version of it. Excellent as well. And then we have Lung Cleanse. This helps me with my larynx. It helps me when I'm giving a speech. It helps me, you know, get over a cold quicker or clearly not get one. I know a very well-known country music musician, I'll just leave it at that, who started using this in the last year since it came out, takes it on tour with him to Europe, you name it. And he was just here at the office, I don't know, like a year ago when some test bottles were here, and I said, hey, try this. And now he's got a lot of different lozenges and things he tries to use. Obviously, he's a singer. That's what they do. They've all been discarded for InfoWars Lung Cleanse, and now he buys it by the case and gives it to his musician friends. I'm going to leave it at that. But the point is, get your lung force, start using it as we go into the winter, and it supports the entire transmission and everything we do. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWars Lung Cleanse, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. We've got all the new Molon Labe Special Forces 50 cal style at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com is the master site, but Made1776.com is the sub-site where all the Made in America apparel resides. And please support our local AM&FM affiliates. Spread the word about them to your friends and family. Like them on Facebook and Twitter. And become a sponsor or support those sponsors and let them know why you're supporting them. Your calls, a special guest, and more. Third hour, straight ahead.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.